Victoria. The British Columbia government released a budget Tuesday that promises billions in new spending on health, housing and cost of living supports, as well as a return to deficits. Here's what people are saying about the plan. Some believe we should respond to uncertainty by pulling back. By making cuts that reduce services. Or by making people pay out of pocket for tolls and private healthcare. That's not what British Columbians want. BC Finance Minister Katrine Conroy. This budget supports the expansion of health workforce training, an additional 9.25 million hours in staffing, and significant wage increases. These initiatives are critical to addressing workload and burnout. Hospital Employees Union Secretary Business Manager Mina Brizard. It does little to support our small, medium and large businesses with the cost of doing business. BC Chamber of Commerce President Fiona Famulik. It's obviously a step in the right direction. This is trying to make up for a long, long time of neglect since 2007 with the shelter rate increase. Even with the increase, it's still nowhere near close to market rates. Together Against Poverty Society Executive Director Douglas King. We're very happy that health continues to be a priority. However, we're disappointed that the same attention hasn't been given to public education. BC Teachers Federation President Clint Johnston. This investment, of $37.5 billion in capital spending over 3 years, will help deliver the infrastructure British Columbians are counting on. BC Building Trades Executive Director Bryn Burke. The government made some critical investments for some of BC's most vulnerable people who need help. CUPE BC President Karen Rinaletta. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 28, 2023. The Canadian Press.